The big question, how healthy is Europe's economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. There are some conflicting messages coming out of Europe today. The Wall Street Journal reports banks in Europe aren't as healthy as they claim. Many of them underwent stress tests just a couple of months ago, similar to what American banks did last year. The paper says a lot of those banks are holding more risky debt from countries such as Greece. And then there's this from some economists. Europe is actually in better shape than the United States. In fact, the president of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, today signaled Europe's optimism, a role reversal indeed from earlier in the year when Europe was seen as the economic problem child. And that prompts the big question, is there still concern about the health of Europe's economy? The BBC's Ben Shore reports.
President Barroso is confident that the European Union is in better shape than it was a year ago. It's a welcome change for Europe, which for months has been the sick man of the world economy. Greek debt plunged the region into crisis and raised fears the euro currency would collapse. And President Barroso acknowledged huge challenges ahead.
Our work is far from finished. There is no room for complacency. Namely, the problem of unemployment is an extremely serious problem.
While the economic picture in the US is getting worse right now, growth in the EU will be higher this year than initially forecast. Nevertheless, no one is kidding themselves the region's out of the woods just yet. In Brussels, I'm the BBC's Ben Shaw for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, just moments ago, finance ministers from the 27 countries that make up the European Union agreed to drastic reforms of financial regulations. Now, the idea is to help identify problems in individual countries before they engulf the entire region, the way the Greek debt problems did. A new supervisory board over the financial industry will be set up. The British bank Barclays has announced its next CEO. Bob Diamond is a controversial choice for several reasons. He's an American, for one. He directed Barclays to buy bits of Lehman Brothers after that bank's collapse. And he comes from the company's investment banking arm, an industry that's gotten a bad rap for making risky investments that were partly to blame, at least partly to blame, for the financial crisis. Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now. Stocks all over Europe are down anywhere from 0.5% to a full percent after that Wall Street Journal report on worries over bank health there. Asian shares closed mixed today. No trading on Wall Street yesterday because of the holiday, but stocks gained some ground last week. The Dow ended Friday at 10,447. That's up for the five-day period by just under 3%. A lot of people checking out consumer reports when they buy a dishwasher or TV. Now the magazine's rating doctors groups that perform heart surgery. Why the cardiac captivation? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The rankings are based on patient survival rates, doctors' surgical techniques, and medications. Dr. John Santa directs the Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center. He says there's a shortage of reliable doctor rankings.
That it is easier for consumers to find out information about cars and flat screens than it is to find out the very basic information about doctors and hospitals.
But some people say take the rankings with a grain of salt. Austin Frecht is a health economist at Boston University. He says the doctor's grade depends partly on how their patients do. What about the doctor who takes on the oldest and sickest patients?
And he's so good and so kind, he wants to take care of the patients that are hardest to treat. And so his or her quality rating looks low when really it's very high quality care.
There are about 1,000 cardiac doctor groups around the country. Consumer Reports only ranked about 200. It's hoping to expand its rankings. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at massmutual.com.
We thought we'd test our knowledge of international affairs once again, as we do every so often, and we're glad to bring in Stefan Richter with this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Ready for today's quiz?
I am.
Of the 535 members of the U.S. Congress, what's the share of millionaires? Is it A, less than 10%, B, close to half of all the members of Congress, or C, even two-thirds of the members of Congress?
Well, I know they call the Senate the Millionaires Club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's 100 of them right there.
Uh-huh.
I would say somewhere half.
Half is a brilliant answer.
Ah.
But since you talked about the Senate, you should have gone for two-thirds are actually millionaires.
So, Stefan, I'm curious about how much, you know, what's the comparison between how much the lawmakers make and the rest of us make in this country?
The median U.S. family has a net worth of about $120,000. For the average member of the U.S. House of Representatives, it's $666,000. Mm. So that goes to show that in terms of the representativeness of the U.S. Congress, there's a lot of rich people there and very few average folks.
Well, I'm headed to Washington then. That's where the money is, Stefan.
That is probably truer than we all wish for.
And thanks for providing us with that insight, Stefan.
It was my pleasure, dollar for dollar.
Stefan Richter is publisher and editor-in-chief of The Globalist. To learn more about the global economy, politics, and culture, visit theglobalist.com. And finally, the European low-cost carrier Ryanair is at it again. The carrier's CEO, Michael O'Leary, says he can offer even lower fares by getting rid of the plane's co-pilot. O'Leary tells Bloomberg Businessweek if something happens to the captain, quote, let the bloody computer fly it. Of course, there are hazards to that business model, like when the main pilot is unable to do his job.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ryanair says, no problem, like in the movie Airplane, the flight attendant, or we think even a passenger can step into action if need be. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. You can go to our website and download the podcast there as well, the Marketplace Midday Update, or check out our Twitter accounts there as well at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.